today we're going to talk about your stories and the real world impact that the ketogenic diet has had for you. Welcome to the Dust or Mud Podcast, episode 60. Today, we want to dedicate this episode to you.
We spent 25 years in the United States Air Force. I was a fighter pilot and Shelly a stay-at-home mom. We decided after that time that we wanted to retire and moved to the Missouri Ozarks. We started a first-generation regenerative farm, and part of our mission with that farm is this podcast. And on the podcast, we talk about food, freedom, and farming. Today, we're going to focus on food, and specifically, your food stories.
But before we get to all of that, I would like to make a little bit of an announcement.
Okay.
Over this past weekend, we have gained over 1,500 new subscribers, and we have grown our audience by 50% in just a couple of days. And I want to take a second to welcome you.
Hi.
If you are new here, we are so glad that you're here. We're glad you found this channel, and we just welcome you wholeheartedly into this community.
Real quick, some things that you might hear that you might not understand. We talk about insteading. We were trying to decide whether we were a homestead or a farmstead, and we didn't really fit into either category neatly. And so Shelly just threw out, maybe we're just insteaders. And so you may hear that from time to time. We may talk about being insteaders.
Another thing you might hear is a term called beef chickens. Our now 12-year-old daughter kind of coined the phrase because she went out to go feed the meat birds, which are not the layer birds, and she called them beef chickens, and that just kind of stuck. And so when we refer to beef chickens, we're just talking about our meat birds.
And the last thing that you may hear is us refer to ourselves as keto farmers, the keto farmers, your keto farmers, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the podcast.
So welcome and sit back, relax, and let's tell some stories that our audience has shared with us, because they are the reason, you are the reason that we do this channel. For those of you who may not be familiar with what the ketogenic diet is, it is a way of eating that is low carb. So we're going to cut out almost all of the carbs and eat a high fat, moderate protein, low to no carbohydrate diet. So we're going to focus on fats, eat some meats, cheeses, and eggs, and cut out all of the breads and the cereals and the chips and things such as that. So that's a ketogenic diet, 70% fat, 20% protein, about 5% on the carbs.
Yeah, leafy greens mostly.
Yeah.
But, you know, green veggies, broccolis, cabbage.
But that said, that is not a normal way to eat in the United States of America in 2024.
There's a metaphor. It's often discussed as an actual story or an actual experiment that took place. It wasn't. There was an experiment in 1967 that a professor did that did have some monkeys, and he was training them to do some things. He was actually looking at them teaching each other things. From that, though, a thought experiment, we'll call it a thought experiment, a metaphor of monkeys in a room with a ladder and bananas hanging above the ladder. The thought experiment, it really looks into the societal norms and how things happen in a society and how things just keep happening. So the story goes that they put these monkeys in the room with a ladder that would allow them to reach a set of bananas hanging from the ceiling. And the first monkey that reached out and touched the ladder, all of the monkeys got sprayed with cold water. Well, obviously the monkey jumped back, and the next time a monkey touched the ladder, again, the cold water. Well, it didn't take long before the monkeys, if they saw another one going to touch the ladder, they would pull it off of the ladder before they all got sprayed with cold water and end up beating it up in the story, right? Well, in the story, in this experiment, they took one of the original monkeys out and replaced it with a monkey that had never been sprayed with cold water. Well, obviously, that monkey immediately went to the ladder to go get the bananas. And as it approached the ladder, the other monkeys grabbed it and, you know, basically told it, you can't do that. So as the story goes, one by one, they replaced all of the original monkeys. So the room is now filled with monkeys that had never been sprayed with water, but they still continued to pull the other monkeys away from the ladder because that's just what they learned to do.
That's what we do here.
That's what we do. We don't go to the ladder, even if that would get you to the bananas. So it's really a thought experiment, and I think it was really fitting as we were thinking about this particular podcast. It's really fitting in the way that the really Western society, it's now, you know, across the world, but thinks about the way we should eat. And it all originated really, like, back in the early 1900s, go back and look. Carbs were bad. If you wanted to lose weight, you laid off the biscuits, right? Like, mm-hmm. Go look at the women's magazines and they would talk about losing weight. And they didn't say you need to cut out the fat and, you know, go low fat. That wasn't the issue. It was cut out the carbs, cut out the biscuits. That was when they would talk about it. Until Mr. Ansel Keys came into the picture.
So Ansel Keys, we're going to do a real quick synopsis on who he is, what he did, and how we got here super fast. Ansel Keys, so you can look it all up on the Google machine or ChatGPT and just have a nut. Anyway, but real quick in this podcast, Ansel Keys, he was an American physiologist who changed the way that we see the macros in this world. And it was through his lipid hypothesis that he came up with that said it's the fats in your diet that is causing heart disease in this country. Dwight Eisenhower had a heart attack. Everybody freaked out about it. And they looked to somebody to give them some answers. And he happened to be the loudest guy in the room. And he had some scientific evidence.
The Seven Countries Studies is
right.
What it was called. Actually, he looked at 21 different countries, and a bunch of the countries, 14 of them, didn't have the data that he wanted to include in his study. So it became...
They didn't support his hypothesis.
Yeah, they didn't support what he wanted the numbers to show.
Right.
So he cut those countries out and published the Seven Countries study.
Right.
And it basically, according to his numbers, it showed that... fats and cholesterol caused heart disease. And then from that, now
we get United States guidelines that say we should all eat low fat. We demonize the eggs, we demonize the butter for years. And based on how much cholesterol is in the foods, how much fat is in the foods, and we cut all of the fat out, but you got to add something back. So in goes the sugar and up goes our waistlines.
Right. The sugars, the high fructose corn syrup, like all of those additives come as the fats started getting pulled out of the diet. Then they started adding the sweets because you had to get your flavor from somewhere.
Right.
And then that leads to the, you know, early 80s, late 70s, you end up with USDA guidelines with a food pyramid that has the base of that pyramid being all carbohydrates.
Yes.
Meaning that that's where the majority of your calories should come from. All of this now, it was making me think of that monkey story.
Right.
Right.
Because we weren't around with Ansel Keys.
No.
We don't know. We didn't know who that was.
No.
We didn't know how we got here.
No.
We just knew that other monkeys were beating us up whenever we tried to go up the ladder.
Right.
And we didn't know why, because we never got sprayed with water.
Right.
So if we never got sprayed with water, but we won't climb the ladder because another monkey might beat us up because they got sprayed with water.
Yeah.
So how do you break the cycle of go get the banana?
Right. Yeah. We believe It is through encouraging each other, through not beating each other up, through talking about it, through comments, through building a community that supports each other. And that's where we wanted to go today. You've heard us talk often about our ketogenic journey. And so in order to just broaden that a little bit, to build the community, we wanted to share your journey. So we picked some of the comments. We've gotten loads and loads of comments on our different keto videos, but we picked five comments today that we thought really represented your stories. So we wanted to just share those comments with you.
Yeah. And if I might add before we get into this, I think, and there are millions of YouTube channels out there, but I'm pretty sure that we have the kindest and best audience on YouTube, period, dot.
I would have to agree.
Yeah, I thought you would. Okay, let's get into your comments, because these comments genuinely inspire us to continue to learn, research, and get in here and make these podcasts, because you're the reason that we do this, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So let's go.
I'll take the first one.
Okay.
This is from JKQ9717. I am no longer a type 2 diabetic due to eating low carb, intermittent fasting, which includes no sugar of any kind, no potatoes, no pasta, no rice, no corn, no soy. Keto, carnivore, low carb, intermittent fasting. Try this combination every single day and watch your entire body thank you.
That's a testimony right there. That is as succinct as it comes in saying, this is why you cut out all of the things that are listed there. All of them. That person took that food pyramid and flipped it upside down.
That's right.
And that's what we've got to do.
That's
flip that food pyramid upside down.
Yep.
Okay, I'll take the next one. It's a little bit longer, but it's really good. So just bear with me. Holly Bishop, thank you so much for this comment. I am a type 2 diabetic. On January 1st of this year, I started a fast of water only for about 5 days for religious reasons. I know, I can hear the gas. A diabetic shouldn't fast, let alone water only, even for a day. Breaking my fast, I ate only one meal a day, dinner, so that I could eat with my husband. And that meal was keto for the remainder of the 40 days of my fast. For the most part, I am still only one meal a day with a very occasional snack if I get hungry. But most of the time, I don't get hungry. On January 18th of this year, my A1C was 6.1. And just a couple of weeks ago, on April the 12th, my A1C was 5.5. I have been struggling really bad to get back on the keto way of eating, only to cave to the cravings in 2 days. I feel like the fast actually helped me get back on keto, and I am still keto. Keto is such a godsend health-wise. Like last time, my lipids have totally normalized. My kidneys are doing great. I've already mentioned my A1C, and my uric acid, gout, is 5.7. In February, my uric acid was 8.4. It's supposed to be below 7.0. My acid reflux is gone. I am completely off medication for diabetes. I am off of my blood pressure medications and may be able to get off one other on my next doctor visit in about 3 months. And also in about 3 months, I may be able to get off cholesterol medication my doctor insisted that I needed to be on. I will be medication free. I am so looking forward to it. All this is only because of the change in diet that I made. A little note concerning my uric acid. My doctor wanted to put me on medication for that also. I told her I wanted to hold off on that and see what I could do diet-wise. Dodged a medication bullet there.
And then she amended her comment to say, I'm actually off the cholesterol medication already, so I am only on one medication now.
This is a phenomenal testimony to what simply changing your diet can do for your overall health and well-being. To be able to ditch almost every medication that you're on, and to, absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much, Holly, for sharing your story with everyone.
The next one is from Susie Q. Martin. Thank you. First and foremost, on any diet, you want to completely stay away from high fructose corn syrup. It is the worst thing on earth that we are putting in our food. Well, maybe not the worst, but it's pretty high up there. We have tried to be keto and have accomplished at least very low carb. We are continuing to lose weight and doing really well on a ketogenic diet.
Love it. Love it, love it. Way to go, Susie. Okay. One more doll, 5791. I started this journey because of you two. Down 18 pounds since December. Slow but steady weight loss, but doing great in many areas. My ketones are at 3.2. My glucose is 72. I eat a lot of ribeyes with lots of fat, and I add butter on top of that. I have been craving it. I have probably eaten more red meat in the past month than I have in my life. When I eat chicken, it's thighs. I'm doing carnivore for 30 days, but I miss my veggies. I am definitely finding out what things I am allergic to. Mozzarella, almonds, avocados. I absolutely love heavy whipping cream, Parmesan, Gruyere, butter sauces. I think I have been doing best with ketovore, carnivore. High fat.
One more doll, another awesome testimony to keto, carnivore, and the sauces, the ways that we have to try and get to our high fat contents. And it sounds like you've found some really good ways.
That's how we make it awesome around here. We add the sauce.
Add the sauce.
That's right.
And then the last comment is from Sits and Giggles Full. Found your channel after watching Living Traditions Homestead video with you putting down your garden fabric yesterday. I knew they had mentioned you before, but never figured out the channel. I'm here for the homestead / farmstead info and the keto. I did keto years ago, and it was the best I had ever felt. I fell off the wagon when I started taking care of sick family, and that lasted 10 years, and I've spent the last several making excuses. For health and longevity, I'm getting back into it and needed to find good channels with normal people who had good information. Binged a bunch of videos yesterday while working on a kitchen remodel and doing a bunch more today. Thanks for the research and your presentation style. I need it and I appreciate it. I want to lose weight and regain health and live a long and healthy life.
Thank you so much for that comment. And this is a great place to get the encouragement from other people who are on the same journey as you, wanting to revitalize their health, lose weight, get off of the medications. So highly encourage you to get into the community and continue to make the comments in there. You kind of, whenever you said that you're here for the farming and the homesteading and the keto, that really sort of helped us to solidify in our brains what this channel is about. We farm, we have a homestead, if you will, or a farmstead, and we eat a keto / carnivore life, really low carb. And having been referred to a couple of times as, wow, you guys are the keto people, or you guys are the keto farmers, that really put into our hearts and minds, like, that's what this channel is about. It is about a low carb lifestyle and growing our own food. So keto farmer fits really, really well for us. And we just absolutely thank you for that and encourage you as you go down this road of a low carb life to continue to challenge the status quo.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't just stand around looking at the bananas.
No. And oftentimes we're in social situations where they've got the things that are the status quo available for us to eat. And we have to make that choice of, are we going to eat it or not? What decision are we going to make? Are we going to beat up the next person that wants to climb up the ladder? Or are we going to stand over to the side and say, hey, y'all, we don't even have to involve ourselves with the ladder. We can do something that is completely and utterly different than what these monkeys over here are doing to each other.
Yeah. We'll do this instead.
Yeah. We're going to do this instead of what the standard American diet and guidelines say for us to do.
Yeah.
You guys inspire all of us to eat well and live well and get on here and talk about it. And we thank you guys so much for listening again, watching if you're on YouTube. And we made it to episode 60 and we're going to keep going. We're not going anywhere. The best way you guys can help us is to just share this on your social media. And until next time, bye y'all.
Bye y'all.